Chapter 3. When Gentlemen Are Thieves.
Inspector Fix was one of the detectives investigating the robbery at the Bank of England. In his years as a detective, he knew only one thing for certain. All the biggest criminals looked like respectable gentlemen. The money, the quick departure, it all made sense. Phileas Fogg was a respectable gentleman, and he, Inspector Fix, wanted to get the reward for catching him. He soon discovered that Phileas Fogg was on the Mongolia, a ship that sailed from Brindisi in Italy to Bombay in India. Our detective decided to look carefully at all the people getting on and off the Mongolia. On Wednesday, the 9th of October, Inspector Fix saw Phileas Fogg and his manservant as they arrived in the Suez Canal.
"So, there's our thief,"
he whispered.
"All I need to do now is to tell Scotland Yard and wait for a warrant for his arrest, and then the reward is mine."
Fix decided to speak to Fogg's manservant.
"Egypt is a beautiful country,"
began the inspector. "Yes, that's true, but we are travelling so quickly," replied Passepartout.
"Why are you travelling so quickly? Surely you can't see Egypt in only a few days."
"My master wants to travel around the world in 80 days, he said, looking at the detective's confused face. "I know, it's complete madness."
"Well, your master is an unusual man, but I imagine he must be very rich to try to do a journey like that in such a short time."
"To tell you the truth, he has the money he needs. But I really must leave. We have a boat to catch. Good day, Mr...
Fix. My name is Mr. Fix. And I believe that we are possibly going the same way. Are you also going to Bombay?"
Yes, we are. Sorry not to introduce myself. My name's Jean Passepartout. I'm sure we'll see each other again." Passepartout touched his hat and waved goodbye. His conversation with Passepartout made Inspector Fix feel even more certain that Phileas Fogg was the thief.
"I must stop him,"
he thought. But how? Without the warrant for his arrest, it was impossible, and he could escape again. Phileas Fogg, on the other hand, was carefully planning his journey. He kept detailed notes of the date, the length of each part of the journey, the time, and the places they stopped in. On the 10th of October, the ship left Suez for the next stop, Bombay. The sea was rough, but Phileas Fogg was not worried, and soon found people on the ship to play cards with. On the 20th of October, they arrived in Bombay. Phileas Fogg seemed to have no interest in exploring the city. Instead, he asked Passepartout to buy some new clothes for the long train journey. Passepartout was happy to accept. For Passepartout, Bombay was a new and exciting place to be. There were so many things to buy, and there were clothes of every colour. In the end, he bought two sun hats, some new shirts, and a new pair of sandals for himself. He was going to return to the station when he saw some girls wearing long red dresses and gold jewellery. They were dancing in the street, and people were following behind them. Passepartout continued to follow them until he saw a famous pagoda not far from the road. "Well, I still have an hour. After all, why should I go around the world and not see anything?" he thought. Once inside, Passepartout stared in amazement at the strange statues. In fact, he was so interested in the detail on the walls that he completely forgot one small detail at the door. One moment, Passepartout was looking at the ceiling. The next moment, he was staring at the floor. A priest took his arms, and another priest took Passepartout's sandals and hit him with them. Passepartout pushed the priests away. The priests fell to the ground, leaving the angry people in the pagoda to run after Passepartout past the sign at the door that read, "No shoes inside the pagoda." Passepartout did not stop running until he arrived at the station with the bags, but he was without his new shoes. He told his master everything. Phileas Fogg was not happy.
British law protects Indian sacred places,
he explained.
I hope this does not bring us more trouble, but at least you are here on time.
Passepartout understood how easily his master could lose his bet. He felt worried. Yes, it was true. They were 2 days early, but anything could still happen. 3 days later, the train stopped at a small village. Passepartout heard the train driver shout,
Everyone must get off. The railway line ends here.
The railway line from Bombay to Calcutta was not yet finished. The passengers had to travel to the next station, Allahabad, on their own. People who often travelled between the two towns were quick to find a way to continue their journey. Among the different types of transport, there were little carts pulled by cows and ponies, and rickshaws pulled by bicycles or the men from the village. Passepartout was worried about how to get to the next station, but Phileas Fogg immediately found a man with an elephant, and after a short discussion, the man sold him the elephant for a very high price, and the two travellers were soon on their way to the next station with a guide and the elephant called Kuni. At about 9 o'clock that night, our adventurers came to a big forest of palm trees, where they had to stop to let Kuni rest and eat the leaves from the trees. For a few days, they slept in huts in the middle of the jungle. Sometimes they heard the cries of the monkeys or saw the footprints of tigers. Their journey was going well until the elephant suddenly stopped.